Hey there, awesome humans. This is Avery Hart, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence, Unlock Inner Power and Calm. Ever feel like you are drowning in a sea of to-dos, yet strangely managing to become an Olympic-level master at putting things off? Yeah, me too. That pesky monster we call procrastination loves to sneak in and whisper sweet nothings like just 5 more minutes, or you can totally do this tomorrow. But guess what? Tomorrow never comes, especially when you're battling the self-doubt that often goes hand in hand with procrastination. So, buckle up because today, we're tackling these two sneaky saboteurs head-on and turning them into your secret weapons for success. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination and silence those pesky self-doubts once and for all. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. We all have them, those specific situations, tasks, or even feelings that send us straight into procrastination mode. Are you a social media scrollaholic when faced with a tough deadline? Do emails become your new best friend when you need to tackle a creative project? Figure out what sets off your procrastination alarm and start recognizing the patterns. 2. Break down big goals. You know that mountain of a task looming over you? Yeah, it's intimidating. But here's the secret. Break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like building a sandcastle one brick at a time. Smaller tasks feel less overwhelming and give you those little wins along the way which boost your confidence and keep you moving forward. 3. The power of just start. This might sound ridiculously simple, but sometimes the hardest part is just getting started. You know that feeling when you stare at a blank page or an empty canvas? It can be paralyzing. But trust me, even starting with something small like writing one sentence or sketching a quick outline can break through the inertia and get your creative juices flowing. 4. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is procrastination's BFF. It whispers sweet lies like it has to be perfect, or if it's not flawless, it's worthless. Newsflash. Nothing is ever truly perfect. Aim for progress, not perfection. Give yourself permission to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. 5. Silence your inner critic. That little voice in your head telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. Yeah, that's the imposter syndrome talking. Remember, everyone has moments of self-doubt, even the most successful people. Recognize those thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, not facts. Challenge them with positive affirmations and remind yourself of your past accomplishments. Now, let me paint you a picture of something super relatable. Imagine you're working on a project that's due next week. You know it's important, but the thought of tackling it feels overwhelming. So, what do? You binge-watch your favorite show, scroll endlessly through social media, or maybe even clean your entire apartment because why not? Sound familiar? This is procrastination in action, that sneaky urge to distract ourselves from the task at hand. But here's the thing. When we let procrastination win, it feeds our self-doubt. We start telling ourselves, I am not good enough, or I'll never get this done. But remember, you're capable. You have the skills and resources to succeed. So, how do we break free from this cycle? By taking those small steps, silencing that inner critic, and remembering that progress over perfection is the name of the game. Start today by identifying your procrastination triggers, breaking down your goals into manageable chunks, and just starting. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on our social media channels. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and stories. Until next time, keep that stoic confidence shining bright and remember every day is a fresh start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.